Alrighty, everybody, welcome to Canada's Pinball Podcast, blowing everybody away like the New York Knickerbockers, baby. It's Friday. Brenda is traveling, and I am here all by myself. There's something that happens to a man when he's in his house all by himself. The pinball machine is ready to go. We're going to play some Pokemon. The new code has not dropped. Where is it, Stern Pinball? What are you waiting for? The truth is this. I think the reason why they are holding the code back is not because it's not ready. There's not many Pokemons out there. There has been a big delay on people getting their games, not just the LEs, the pros and the premiums. People are calling up their dealers. Where's my machine? All these operators out in the world, they want to get their Pokemons because they want to make their freaking money. Imagine being an operator and you're seeing a dude that's making like $2,000 a week on Pokemon and you've got nothing. You've got nothing at all. Now look, we're all so used to this, buying these games and waiting for the code. Where is it at, Stern? Where is it at? If it's gonna be like this, like 3 months and not a single code update, like what has this team been working on? Like, I feel like they could have done this code in a freaking weekend. That's how little is in this game. I thought you had assets. I thought you had insider connected. Nothing. Nothing is really in this game right now. You can legitimately see everything in Pokemon in like 10 minutes. And then what? You're going to go catch, what, 57 Pokemon and nobody cares. Your ding-dong's not going to get hard. No one cares. All right, we're going to go around the horn. We're going to drop it hot on this Friday. Tomorrow is the Beetlejuice drawing. I've got 126 people. Good luck, everybody. And I also heard from Spooky, if you are overseas, they will allow you to pay the freight to get the game anywhere. We had people in Australia, in Thailand, in Europe. You are all eligible. Don't ever say Canada didn't give you a shot. Now, 121 of you are gonna lose. So just manage your expectations. Thank you for everybody who entered. Thank you for telling me the stories of how much this game means to you. This just goes to show the demand for Beetlejuice is really, really strong. 126 people just on the Canada Club want one who didn't get one. I don't know what you guys are waiting for. You can go get one for just a few thousand over sticker now, but I get it. You want a shot to pay MSRP, so this is your shot. All right, Stern Pinball, get us the damn Pokemon code and get us the damn topper. What are we waiting for? They haven't even made the topper for the Dungeons & Dragons people yet. Isn't that funny? We are going to see the topper for Pokemon maybe before D&D. What is going on with Stern Pinball? I don't get it. I don't get why all divisions can't operate under the same efficiencies. Speaking of efficiencies, where are more of these Winchester games? Barrels of freaking fun, baby. How much fun are they having over there trying to make a profit? Let's just ask a question real quick because I'm juiced up on coffee. Do you really think that Barrels of Fun has great cash flow? I understand Winchester sold out in 2 days, but Dune came in under expectations by 300 units, more like 500 units. They wanted to make 1,000 and they only sold like 500. And then they had to turn the FOMO on. We're going to take orders until the end of the year and that's it. Okay, cool. You had a manufacture demand. The demand was not there, but it's not about the themes anymore. I don't even care if they're going to make SpongeBob or He-Man or freaking G.I. Joe. What I want to see out of Barrels is more games.